This is PodTech.net. It's Friday, September 22nd. I'm Matt Kelly in Los Angeles. I'm joined today by Ashwin Naveen, co-founder of BitTorrent, the peer-assisted digital content delivery platform. The company is in the process of creating their own movie download website. It'll compete in a growing field of entrants, most notably iTunes, which just unveiled their new movie download service last week and saw 125,000 sales of Disney's digital movies, generating $1 million in revenue. Ashwin, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
How do you expect BitTorrent to do in a marketplace that's getting more crowded every day?
Well, BitTorrent features the ability to download from more than one source, particularly from everyone that's concurrently watching or downloading the same movie that you're watching. We're the only retailer of video that will be using peer-assisted download technology. By virtue of that, we expect quality of the video that we deliver to be higher, and we also expect downloads to be faster.
$1 million in revenue for Disney after just 125,000 digital downloads in only a week is pretty impressive.
I think Apple has set a high bar that all of us have to measure up to. Some of the other services are criticized for not competing effectively with Apple. What Apple enjoys is a captive audience via the iPod and its other hardware platforms. And we'll be looking to recreate that experience with a number of hardware partners. Maybe we won't have the hardware distribution that Apple has on day one, but over time we expect BitTorrent to be deployed across a range of devices, PC, set-top box, and mobile. For BitTorrent to be effective, we are showcased when the ability exists for high-speed downloads and high, rich quality playback. So, although the mobile phone doesn't support that kind of an experience today, in the future we expect it to be a pretty engaging platform for consumers. So maybe we start with the PC and grow to the set-top, and then mobile becomes that last device where maybe people want to take their content as well.
Do you think, though, that BitTorrent might appeal to a certain type of user while iTunes appeals to an individual user and Amazon's Unbox is yet a different user?
Well, BitTorrent today enjoys a very strong user base of early adopters, technology enthusiasts, but they're also media enthusiasts. We think we enjoy a very influential user base that can influence the decisions of an even broader group of people.
Your company is actually embracing DRM, even though you personally think it's bad for the content provider and the consumer. Why?
Well, DRM is offered today by companies that don't necessarily have a business in DRM. Windows, for example, makes its money from software licenses, and its DRM business is directed to increase the number of people buying licenses for Microsoft. Apple is in the hardware business and has a very selfish approach to the way it deploys its DRM. Clearly, neither one of these solutions do any favors for the content companies, and they don't do any favors for consumers because they limit the choices that both parties have.
How do you envision it working?
Well, it's a retail experience that looks a lot like the other services from the standpoint that you've got rich metadata with any one content type. So a particular movie will have a preview, some good information about what the movie is about and the people that are in it. And then obviously the ability to download a high quality version. And again, this should be a comprehensive content catalog that people would be able to interface from our retail location at bittorrent.com. From an aggregation perspective, we think that you have to be comprehensive in the catalog that you offer consumers. There's a niche of people that like Japanese anime. There's a niche of people that like Bollywood movies, people that like action movies from Hong Kong. Those niches aren't being served today, and we hope to offer a comprehensive catalog that satisfies those niches.
You're a peer-to-peer network that maybe people in the movie industry and in the music industry think contributes to illegal sharing of files. Does this represent a going legitimate, if you will?
Among people who understand BitTorrent in Hollywood, there's an appreciation for us on a technical level. And there's also value in our user base. In our implementation, there's nothing in BitTorrent that makes it particularly useful for piracy. It gets used for piracy, but there's no design elements of BitTorrent that make it appear to have any specific purpose. It was a general purpose tool that solved a very general problem that all websites had. Hollywood recognizes that, particularly the people that are in a technical capacity or in a legal capacity in Hollywood. And that opened the door for us to act as a legitimate distribution platform for them. The difference between BitTorrent and other peer-to-peer networks is that we use peer-to-peer as a means to an end. It's not the application that people have a direct interface with. So peer-to-peer for us is something that ultimately should be invisible to the user. That all they should be experiencing when they're using BitTorrent is the content that they're looking for. And how they get that is really of no consequence. The content is delivered from multiple sources, from our servers, from an edge distribution network that we've built, as well as from other users that are downloading that same piece of content at that time. And all of that complicated machinery that's going on should be invisible to the end user when they're getting the content.
So you think they will embrace this concept that you are putting forth?
Correct. And we've announced a relationship with one of the largest movie studios, Warner Brothers, and there will be many more announcements to come.
Your final thoughts on the impending download movie service for BitTorrent?
Well, we're thrilled to bring consumers a legal way to use BitTorrent. We think it's going to be critical to make BitTorrent a household brand and a mainstream technology. iPod, again, was a great way for people to engage with digital content in a very easy, seamless, end-to-end experience. But there is a need for essentially version 2 of this digital distribution paradigm, and it's going to be marked by the best technology and the best platforms coming together to enable a better user experience.
Ashwin Naveen, co-founder and president of the file-sharing software BitTorrent, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks very much.
In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech News.